Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Prayers of Hope for Caregivers Seeking God's Strength. When Someone You Love Needs You by Sarah Forgrave is a Christian devotional and prayer guide written for people caring for a loved one with serious health needs. The book is not a medical manual or a broad self-help title. It is a spiritually focused resource that speaks directly to the exhaustion, uncertainty, and emotional strain that caregiving can create. Its structure is intentionally brief and accessible, with short devotional reflections, Bible verses, and prayers that can be used in moments when caregivers have little time or energy. The central purpose is to help readers locate steadiness in faith when practical responsibility and personal depletion make ordinary encouragement feel insufficient. Because the author draws on both patient and caregiving experience, the book carries a strong sense of empathy and realism. It is designed for daily use, especially by readers who need a practical way to pray when they feel overwhelmed, isolated, or spiritually worn down. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a devotional framework built for exhausted caregivers. The book's most distinctive feature is its compact devotional format, which fits the actual rhythms of caregiving. Rather than offering long theological chapters or abstract spiritual discussion, it presents short entries that can be read quickly and revisited often. This matters because caregivers rarely have uninterrupted time, and many devotional books assume more emotional and mental bandwidth than this audience can manage. Forgrave's approach recognizes that encouragement must be usable in fragments, not only in ideal quiet moments. The short structure also reduces pressure. Readers are not asked to master a system or complete a study, only to receive a focused reflection, a scripture, and a prayer. That design makes the book especially practical for daily survival, where emotional energy is limited and consistency matters more than depth of reading time. In that sense, the format is part of the message care for the caregiver must be simple, repeatable, and immediately accessible. Secondly, scripture as reassurance rather than decoration. A major theme of the book is the use of scripture as direct support for the caregiver's situation. The Bible verses are not presented as isolated inspirational lines, but as grounding statements that connect personal hardship to God's presence and promises. This gives the devotional a clear theological function. It reframes caregiving from a purely private struggle into a space where divine care is already active. The emphasis on scripture also prevents the prayers from becoming vague optimism. Instead of asking readers to manufacture resilience on their own, the book directs them toward claims about God's nearness, attention, and faithfulness. That distinction is important in a caregiving context, where frustration, fear, grief, and helplessness can make simplistic encouragement feel empty. By embedding each prayer in scripture, Forgrave creates a model in which emotional honesty and biblical trust work together. The result is a devotional method that is less about self-improvement and more about sustaining faith under pressure. Thirdly, honest prayer for the emotional complexity of caregiving. The prayers in this book are designed to give language to emotions caregivers often suppress. Caregiving can involve love, guilt, resentment, fear, fatigue, grief, and hope all at once, and the book does not treat those feelings as spiritual failure. Instead, it encourages readers to bring them into prayer honestly. This is a significant contribution because many caregivers feel pressure to appear patient and strong, even when they are depleted or discouraged. By providing prayers that are candid and emotionally specific, the book acknowledges that spiritual practice can include lament, confession, and plea, as well as gratitude. That makes the devotional psychologically realistic and pastorally sensitive. It also helps readers move from inward pressure to outward expression, which can be stabilizing in moments of stress. The prayers do not erase the difficulty of caregiving. They create a structure for naming it before God. This makes the book valuable not only as encouragement, but as a language resource for people who know what they feel but struggle to say it. Fourthly, caregiving is a place where God's presence is experienced in weakness. The book repeatedly presents caregiving not as a test of human endurance alone, but as a setting where divine strength becomes meaningful precisely because the reader is limited. That theological posture is central to the book's identity. It assumes that caregivers are not supposed to be self-sufficient and that weakness is not an obstacle to spiritual life. Instead, weakness becomes the context in which dependence on God is most real. This idea is important because caregiving often exposes physical tiredness, emotional strain, and the feeling that needs are never fully met. The book does not answer those realities with denial. It answers them by insisting that God remains present within them. That emphasis gives readers a way to reinterpret their role, not as proof that they must carry everything alone, but as a place where they can receive strength, peace, and rest from outside themselves. Compared with more generalized Christian encouragement, this theme is specifically targeted to the lived experience of supporting a sick or dependent loved one. Lastly, a compassionate resource for both caregivers and those who support them, although the book is written primarily for caregivers. It also functions as a guide for people who want to pray for someone in that role. That wider usefulness is one reason it stands out in its category. Many books on caregiving focus either on practical care techniques or on the emotional needs of the patient, but this title emphasizes the spiritual burden carried by the person giving care. As a result, it can serve family members, friends, pastors, and church communities seeking a concrete way to support caregivers without resorting to vague sympathy. Its prayers and reflections provide a model for intercession that is specific to caregiving stress, not generic hardship. This makes the book useful in personal devotion, pastoral care, and small group support contexts. The underlying value is not simply comfort, but recognition the caregiver's burden is named clearly and treated as worthy of prayer. That focused compassion gives the book lasting relevance within Christian devotional publishing. In conclusion, Prayers of Hope for Caregivers will be most useful for readers who are actively caring for a sick, aging, or dependent loved one and need a spiritually grounded way to endure the demands of that role. It is also well-suited to pastors, family members, and friends who want to understand caregiving more carefully and pray with greater specificity. The book offers practical benefits through its brief format, scripture-based reflections, and honest prayers, all of which make it usable when time, energy, and concentration are limited. Its main intellectual value is the way it treats caregiving as both a human burden and a spiritual context. Rather than reducing it to either a medical problem or a vague lesson in positivity, what sets it apart from many similar devotionals is its direct focus on the inner life of caregivers themselves. Sarah Forgrave writes with evident familiarity with both suffering and care, which gives the book credibility and empathy. For readers seeking not broad advice, but a steady devotional companion for difficult days, this book offers a clear and concentrated source of support. If you would like to support Sarah Forgrave, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.